This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fourth and seven, and Tress Way punts it away. Ryan Switzer on the back pedal takes it at the 17, up to the 25, right into the middle of the field. The 40, broke the tackle. Switzer to the 50. This might be the one for Switzer. To the 20, to the 10. Ryan Switzer with a somersault into the end zone. 83-yard punt return for a touchdown, and there are no flags.
It finally happened. Jesse Holly's boy from North Carolina getting it done. Ryan Switzer with the 83-yard punt return touchdown, making it 17-0. What a way to start off. Star up, star down here with Sean and RJ on a Cowboys Friday. The season is still alive at 6-6 with a 38-14 win over the Redskins on DFW Sports Station. Now, Brian Broaddus rarely misses with injury news that he hears before a game. And Broaddus had come on the pregame show and said Jordan Lewis was going to return kicks and Cole was going to return punts because it was sounding like Ryan Switzer would be out of this game with an ankle. So then we got word that Ryan Switzer was going to be active, and boom, there's the explosion for the big play that we have been waiting on since training camp.
Waiting on it. And that was a big problem because we knew going in, it's like, all right, what's this guy going to do? The absolute intrigue about Ryan Switzer coming out of the draft. I mean, this guy was given Cole Beasley's job. Like, he was literally given that job by the fans. At some point, oh, he's going to take over, he's going to come, he's going to slide right in.
Oh, it's going to be. We're going to put them both on the field. It's going to be four wides.
Yeah, four wides, man. I mean, how many times have we seen four wides? Oh, so with Switzer and with Cole Beasley. I mean, when Ryan Switzer's in the game, you know exactly the play they're calling. And it doesn't work. Well, they put him in yesterday. And, well, they always do, but you know, he returns that punt. And then, man, that's exactly what they needed. They exactly needed that play because when you're not scoring on offense, and they haven't been, you got to find ways to score. You either score on defense or you score on special teams.
When was the last time, name the year or the player will be easier, that they had a punt return touchdown? Lane, you can fire in on this as well if you want. If you already know it?
I heard it on the TV broadcast.
Okay, let me see if the other guys know it.
Dez, 2010?
Incorrect.
What? I'm trying to think of who the prominent kick returners. I don't know.
Go ahead, Lane.
Dwayne Harris.
2013.
Yeah.
Dwayne Harris.
Yeah.
It's 2000. What year is it right now?
17.
It's 2017. Almost 2018.
So almost 5 years later.
Almost 5 years later, and Ryan Switzer breaks the streak.
Yeah, Ryan. So good on him. This was really, really solid for Ryan Switzer to get that first NFL punt return touchdown. Huge for the Cowboys, too. Also huge for the Cowboys was their running game. And the big man, Alfred Morris, had himself a really nice night.
Alfred Morris has a 100-yard rushing night, kids. And Dallas has a first and 10 at their own 40. Going left to right, handoff. Morris, there's a seam on the right. A move to the 50. Inside and out, step down to the Washington 45. 15 more for Morris, 23 for 115.
Look, Alfred Morris has been a just terrific, terrific godsend to this team. In the absence of Ezekiel Elliott, everyone is blasting the running game. Oh, I can't run. No, you can run the football. And Alfred Morris has shown that you can run the football. And 4.7, now I will say this, he's not going to bust out 50, 60-yard runs.
Yeah.
But
he's a doubles hitter.
That's fine, though. I mean, because how many 50-yard runs does any running back give you in the course of a game?
Right.
Like, none.
There's a reason Zeke was taken at number four. You know, there's a special attribute.
Now, the threat of Zeke and the 50-yard run is far greater than the actual 50-yard run that he gives you. Because he doesn't give you 50-yard runs.
Right.
Because nobody gives you 50-yard runs.
Right. Right.
I mean, seriously, Barry Sanders, like the
You're right. It's about the other things.
Yeah.
It's about the guy in the box. It's about making Dak's life easier.
Like, the reality is that even Barry Sanders, as great as he was, didn't break off 50-yard runs every game. I mean, he didn't. I mean, he may have done it more often than anybody else, but the reality is Zeke isn't throwing out 50 out there every game. Nobody is. So you take what you can get from Alfred Morris at 4.7 a carry last night. Man, of course, star up.
He's the player of the game. And the only other person or persons that could make it close, I think, is the offensive line. The most important thing from that game that I'm hoping carries over is the confidence of the offensive line merging with the coaching staff to say, if we're going to do this, let's stop with any illusions that we can throw our way to wins. It's going to have to be the run game. We have to sink or swim with it. Yeah, margin for error is tough because if you fall behind by 10, it tests your patience to stick with it. If you fall behind by 13, you're probably going to go away from it. But as long as you can get that lead, or you can stay tied, or you can be down by 3, 6, 7, and maybe 10, you can keep handing off. And Alfred Morris, in the four games since Zeke has been out, yards per the average in yards per carry, 4.8, 5.4, 4 against the Chargers, but he only ran it 9 times for 36 yards. And then last night, 27 for 127. That was an awesome performance. And star up not only to Alfred and the offensive line, but the run game strategy. They were not going to go away from it, or they didn't go away from it in the second half. There was a fourth quarter wear down like last year where they kept handing it off, and they're going to take your will from you in any fight that you have left. And the Redskins had scored that quick touchdown, right? They made it 24-14 where Josh Dotson just went up over Byron Jones and everyone else. And then they answered with a patented Cowboy drive. 10 plays, 75 yards, 6:33 off the clock. Alfred TD, 31-14.
You know, and Alfred Morris, there's a statistic out there called yards after close, which is when a defender gets within a yard of you. Right? Seriously, like, somebody's out there charting this.
Freaking nerds.
And he is in the top 10 in the NFL when guys get within a yard of him on yards average gained. And that's something big. I mean, it's, you know, yards. We talk about yards after contact. How many yards do you get after? How many yards do you get before contact? Right. So that tells you how good the offensive line is. Yards before contact. Well, this one is when guys get close to you. Are you strong enough to be able to get that extra half yard? That extra three. You know, that extra foot and a half. And he is.
The Cowboys threw it 22 times. They had 37 running back carries. 37. Whenever you see those numbers, they're probably winning. Alfred with 27, Rod Smith with 10. Props to the run game, 182 on the ground, including 5 for 28 from Dak. So collectively, players of the game, definitely on offense. On defense, it was nice to see this guy return.
At the Washington 24, Cousins in the gun. Marshall, the running back to his right, back to throw. Four-man rush, if you call it that. There, now they got to him and sacked him at the 16-yard line. And the ball might have come out. And the Cowboys have recovered a fumble at the Washington 19. It is Malik Collins coming away with the ball. It's DeMarcus Lawrence getting the sack. And the Cowboys have their third takeaway of the first half.
Game wrecker. For the first time in four games, because he had disappeared a little bit. Actually, he had had one sack in his previous 4 weeks. One sack. And Tank Lawrence destroyed the Redskins offensive line last night. Two sacks. You heard the forced fumble. Malik recovers it. The Cowboys able to turn that into 3 points. He has 13 and a half sacks now on the season. And that sack, the first one that he got last night, it was his and the Cowboys' first since the first half of the Falcons game on November 12th. Mm. They had gone that long without a sack. They had gone an extended period of time without a turnover as well. And Tank Lawrence destroyed them last night.
Yeah, and look, it's good to see this defensive front. By the way,
David Urban balled out too.
Yeah, he did. And it's good to see this defensive front be able to get pressure on the quarterback when the Redskins are holding on every daggone play and it's not getting called. Did you see some of these still shots that were sent out there? I mean, those are holds, right? Do the refs have flags? They have flags.
Yeah, I'll get
those yellow things.
I'll get to that in a little bit.
Okay. All right. To that in a little bit. I didn't want to steal your thumb. Sorry about that.
No, it's not thunder. It's not
lightning?
Thunder.
And
no, it's not.
It's not lightning either?
It's not lightning and the thunder. it sucks. But I'll explain it coming up in just a little bit. Ben and Skin, screw you guys. I'll explain it.
Okay.
Four total team sacks, including one for Taco that's going to feed you today. He forced a fumble, but the Skins recovered it. So now today, 97-cent crispy beef tacos all day from Taco Bueno.
Roy?
97 cents.
Woo! Go get me one. I'm hungry. Hungry.
Taco Bueno open right now?
I don't know.
I think six.
Taco Zambarito.
Yeah. I don't know what their
schedule's
like. Taco Zambarito. And it could have been more sacks. I mean, look, I mean, even the play, that, and I'll tell you, Kirk made a great throw on this one where he's backpedaling.
That's the one where Crawford probably got held.
The fadeaway throw.
The fadeaway throw.
Falling down.
To Crowder.
Yeah, that was a really good throw. And then a good catch and run. And the Redskins needed it. It got them back in the game for a hot minute. But that was a terrific throw. And it could have been another sack because, as Roy said, Crawford's getting just, you know, completely, you know, held down. I mean, they may have just put him on a leash for crying out loud. I mean, they were holding him so badly. It was brutal. So, you know, look, that was a great throw, though. And it could have been another sack. But the pressure they got was really, really good.
I'm going to give a star up to a guy that we have not highlighted this year. You know what? This Cowboys defense last night, did y'all notice them flying around? They were all gang tackling. They were physical. And I'm going to give a star up to the safeties. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, Kayvon Frazier had a ton of splash plays.
Cousins under center on second down. Toss left to P. Ryan at the 50. There's an open field tackle for Kayvon Frazier. What a night he's having.
And that's right where I was going, Roy. Kayvon Frazier and Jeff Heath. Forget about I'm not giving Jeff Heath credit for the interception. That was a gift. Jeff Heath was flying around, dropping the hammer on people, and so was Kayvon Frazier. Where has this been? From Kayvon throughout the year, star up to the safeties.
Man, I think he always has that whooping stick with him. That guy lays hits all the time on special teams, it feels like. But I don't think he's ever gotten an opportunity at an extended run on the field. Now, I don't know what's precluding him from that. But his identity, in my opinion, is a thumper. And that was all he was doing yesterday.
Mm. All right, good stuff. And I got another one in the secondary for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby.
The emergence.
The emergence of Cheetah.
Cousins back to throw as time whips it over the middle and a nice breakup by Awuzie. Chidobe Awuzie stepping right in front of Ryan Grant and frankly giving the Cowboys a play they have not had from a cornerback in several weeks.
By the way, baked Cheetos, not bad.
Mm.
Yeah, better than the Flaming Hot ones, baked Cheeto. Ooh. Baked Cheetos, not bad at all.
Hot take, literally.
According to Derek Eagleton,
Cowboys web guy.
Yep. Three pass breakups in the first half for Cheeto. The team lead is 7 for the year, and that's Scandrick and Lewis.
Wow.
So he had essentially half as many pass breakups in the first half. He had a very strong game last night. So kudos to him and star up to a guy that was really cool with us at training camp.
Yes.
Baked Cheeto Awuzie.
Yes. Cheeto was fantastic. Pass breakups, knocking balls out as well. And, you know, this was going to be a problem with the young secondary. You know, we've now sold on Anthony Brown, who was benched. He got, whatever, that lucky interception last night. The Jordan Lewis train has slowed down, obviously. Xavier Woods, okay. You'll see a flash here and there. Cheeto, total disappointment because he's been hurt. And he can't get on the field. But last night, that was a real performance. That was a fantastic start. The first one in his career for Cheeto. Let me throw a star down in here. And we'll stay in the secondary. And it brings me great joy to say his name. Orlando Scandrick got roasted on Twitter and social media last night. People were questioning his effort. People were talking about whether he wants to be out there. He's diving at the ground, not even making tackles. Orlando Scandrick probably gets, well, he or the quarterback, which we'll get to in a second, probably get the biggest star down, but at least Dak recovered, made some plays. Orlando Scandrick, what was that in the secondary? Mm. The only reason I'm thinking about giving him a star up is because I heard he dogged Kavanaugh in the Cowboy Player Show, like took Kavanaugh apart, and I'm so mad I missed that while back home for Thanksgiving.
I'm surprised you didn't go search out that audio.
Jeff's not that important to go search it out. And I, you know.
It was good.
I'm sure. Funny. I'm sure. But that was bad last night from Orlando Scandrick.
It was. And, you know, look, he's getting to the age. He's 30 now. He's just getting to that age where he may just be slowing down a bit. And if Cheeto plays the way he did and, you know, some of this, you know, Jordan Lewis.
How many guys are we going to demote?
I don't know.
Anthony Brown, Jordan Lewis, and now Scandrick? We're going to have Jeff Heath, Kayvon Frazier, and Cheeto?
Well, look, do you want.
Why the hell not?
Yeah, I mean, give me talent over experience any day of the week.
But it's really gonna frustrate me, though, if we start to see those guys have a lot of success, because then I'm going to say to myself, 12 games? This is the structure that you put in to not even allow guys like Kayvon Frazier, who's been here. This is his third year, right? And he's never even gotten a chance to get a run?
Well, there's got to be a reason why, though. You know?
No doubt.
Just because he had a flash game.
No doubt. Yeah. It may be a coverage thing. But even still, if these guys start to have this massive amount of success, I'm going to say to myself, why didn't you see this earlier?
Like Byron Bell over Chaz, maybe. Michael Irvin has been harping on that with G-Bag.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.